יש לכם איזה קבוצה ש...
Do you have some sort of group that organizes the Congress preparation? An ideological group? Well, that too. Okay. So, what kind of preparation for each day, let's say, that you are... Do you have to give to everyone here, to the whole world, Kli? What material they need to review, what questions to go through. In short, what kind of a kit do they have in order to move, advance from day to day in preparation? Do you have that or not? Yes, Zoe.
There is a big content team that we're just... Yesterday we understood the new direction, and we're gonna understand how. We want to make a content team made of various people. We're organizing the technical side, and we'll start moving.
So let's say, okay, if not today, then tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're planning a workshop for all the 10. Saturday we're going to have a workshop for the whole worldly meeting. It's...
But in principle, every 10, or everyone together even better, is beginning to receive a task. Yeah, so every day it's clear to you how you need to move forward, what you need to take in and digest.
Yes, in principle, every day there's a daily task. Every day we're choosing excerpts from the lesson. So the more we're going over the materials we're going to have in the Congress, and people are repeating it, there's integration with that in the daily task. And now, with a preparation team, we're going to start having some specific tasks so that every 10 can prepare itself for the Congress.
Make sure that advancing day by day towards the Congress needs to be something very clear to each and every one, that this is where we live now, that this is our work, this is our life, that from day to day to day, what is accumulating in him towards the Congress. Okay. And we are moving to...
So, we're going to read the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah from the writings of Baal HaSulam. It's on page 526, item 136. Similarly, there are two kinds of completions in the Zat, too. The first is during the illumination of Shuruk and the ascent of Achab, the Abba Ve'ima. At that time, the Galgalta and the Nain, the Zat, that are attached to them, rose along with them to Abba Ve'ima too, where they received an Achab to complete their 10 Sefirot. These Achab are no longer their real Achab, but only in the illumination of Achab, sufficient to complete the 10 Sefirot while they are in Abba Ve'ima, and not at all upon their descent to their own place. The second kind of completion of the 10 Sefirot, which the Zat obtained during the Itpashtut of Mochin from Abba Ve'ima to the Zat, by which they, too, lowered their ending lower hay from their Chazeh to the Siyum Raglaim of Ak, elevated their Tanhi from Bia, and connected them to their degree, to Atzilut. Then, had they not been broken and died, they would have been completed with 10 complete sefirot by themselves, since now they have obtained the actual chab that they lacked.
Which is called chab de rida. Right, so we have a chab of ascent, where the vessels of reception are included in the upper one, and there is a chab of descent, where they descend to their place and work with their desires, not through integrating with the upper one, whereby the upper one rules them, but rather in and of themselves. So we have two actions here. One, and it's very important for us, because all these things are later done in the world of Atzilut, in each and every correction. Both the Gadlut of the first kind and Gadlut of the second kind, both the Achap of ascent and Achap of descent. And there in the world of Atzilut, it is happening, and it's not broken. But these two actions take place. Is this understood or not? Read it again. Read again.
Item 136. Similarly, there are two kinds of completions in the Zat, too.
Meaning, when we get to the correction of the whole Kli, there in the world of Nikudim, it did not happen because during the completion of the second kind, which is the completion of the real Achap in its place, it was broken. So how does it happen in the world of Atzilut is what we need to know. Yes.
The first is during the illumination of Shuruk and the ascent of Achap de Abaveima. At that time, the Galgal Ta'anaim, the Zat, that are attached to them, rose along with them to Abaveima too, where they received an Achap to complete their 10 Sefirot. These Achap are no longer their real Achap, but only an illumination of Achap, sufficient to complete the 10 Sefirot while they are in Abaveima, and not at all upon their descent to their own place. The second kind of completion of the 10 Sefirot, which the Zat obtained during the Itpashtut of Mochin from Abaveima to the Zat, by which they, too, lowered their ending lower hay from their chazeh to the siyum raglin avak, elevated their tenhi from biyah, and connected them to their degree to atzilut. Then, had they not been broken and died, they would have been completed with the 10 complete sefirot by themselves, since now they have obtained the actual achap that they lacked.
Shilot.
Questions. What?
This all stems from Man of Zondeak?
Yes. Both Katnut and Gadlut are a result of the mixture of Nekudot of Sag with Zonovak.
So, I didn't understand. What's the difference? It's as if he raises a Chisaron once for Keter and once for Abba Ve'ima to get Gadlut. Every time it's a different Chisaron?
We have Keter, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon, right? That's what we have. Now, they are all in Katnut. All in Katnut. So in Katnut, Galgal Ta'anaim of Abba Ve'ima dress in to the place of... Look, what's happening in Katnut? Galgal Ta'anaim of Keter. Achap of Keter. Instead of Achap of Keter, right? And instead of it, in its place, Galgal Ta'anaim of Abba Ve'ima. Here below... Wait. So this is Galgal Ta'anaim of Keter. And this is Galgal Ta'anaim of Abba Ve'ima and the Chap of Keter. And so here, this is Galgal Ta'anaim of Zon. And the Chap of Zon are completely outside of this, not being used. Chap of Zon. Now comes the light of... Sorry, this is Katnut. Now comes light of Gadlut, which is the Cholam. So Keter receives Gadlut. As a result of receiving Gadlut, Gadlut of the first kind is received in Galgal Ta'anaim and Abba Ve'ima. Then comes an awakening by the light of Shuruk. Abba ve'ima receive Gadlut. When they receive Gadlut, they... So we have Galgal Ta'anayim of Abba ve'ima. And they receive Gadlut, which means Achab of Abba ve'ima. And Galgal Ta'anayim of Zon. So they're all together. Achab of Abba ve'ima complete the Galgal Ta'anayim of Zon, and as a result, Zon receives Gadlut. What kind of Gadlut? Like a baby is being taken to the height of the adult. I take him by the hand and I hold him up. I pick him up. So he feels as safe as I am, as high as I am, as tall as I am. He feels what I feel through his vessels, but on my level. This is called Gadlut of the first kind, on the account of the upper one. That's what's happening in the meantime. Then, as a result, comes the light of Chirik. Then the light comes from Galgal Ta'anayim, which is the first kind. Then it comes also to Achab. So it turns out the light connects the Achab and leads to the shattering. So from here we see that we have the Cholam Shuruk Chirik, three phases in which the world of Nikudim reaches the shattering. What can we now? If there was no shattering, had there been no shattering, then this Reshimo of Gadlut, the Gadlut of Zon, which has to be corrected, the Reshimo would be realized. And all of reality come to the final correction. So if not for the shattering, what do we need to do now? We need to take this shattering and build from it. Why shattering? Because there we have Rishimot. Why was it broken? Who was broken? In what way exactly? We have to take this shattering and correct it with all there is in it in a way that all of the deficiencies of the shattering, we make them corrected, and then instead of deficiency, how to say it? We turn it into an advantage. Yeah. Meaning we come with vessels that are 620 times greater than before. That's what we need. What we need to do is we learn. So first, it should be clear to us the katnut of Keter, katnut of Abba ve'ima, katnut in Zon. Then gadlut of Keter, by that can be gadlut of Abba ve'ima in Keter, then gadlut of Abba ve'ima in themselves, because it's a completely different light, the light of Shuruk. And Achab of Abba ve'ima, completing Galgal Ta'anayim of Zon. This is called gadlut of the first kind in Zon. And then, as a result, Gadlut in Achab of Zon and shattering. Now this whole process must happen one by one, step by step, in the world of Atzilut, but in a way that there will be no shattering. So what do we need to do here to avoid the shattering? So we go back, we drive reverse, and then from the Katnut of the world of Nikudim, we begin to make gradual actions of Gadlut, as long as we avoid the shattering. That's what we need to do. That's all. And that's what he's talking about. Next.
Item 137. In the four potsufim that emerged from Abba Ve'ima into Kilim de Chagat, as well as in the four potsufim that emerged from Yeshut to the Kilim de Tanhim, there are these two kinds of completions of Ten Sfirot too. This is because, first, each of them was completed by their adhesion with a Chap d'Abba Ve'ima and Ishsut while they were still in the Rosh. This is the first kind of completion of the Ten Sfirot. Afterward, when they expanded to Biyah, they wanted to be completed by completing the second kind of Ten Sfirot. This applies to the Sfirot within Sfirot too.
So, you have no way to reach correction if there's gadlut in the upper one, and by this gadlut, the lower one receives an addition. But the addition is whether it is capable of making an action being in the upper one, nullifying himself. It's not that there's a gadlut in Keter and Abba Ve'ima are then they have gadlut in Keter. It's not going to happen. They have to subdue themselves towards the Keter and accept all of the authority of the Keter, and then what's in the Keter spreads in them as well. Same thing with respect to Abba Ve'ima towards Zon. So Galgal Ta'anayim of Zon can nullify themselves towards a chap of Abba Ve'ima. But a chap of Zon are incapable, because that's vessels of reception. They can't nullify themselves and relate themselves to the upper one. That already happens in the world of Atzilut through many actions of preparation. Preparation for Gadlut. All right.
138. You should know that these five potsufim of Atzilut, Atik, Arichalpin, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon, were established in permanence and no diminution applies to them. Atik emerged at the level of Keter, Arichalpin at the level of Chochmah, Abba Ve'ima at the level of Bina, and Zon at the level of Zeranpin, Vak without a Rosh. Thus, the Kelim de'Achat that were sorted for them from the period of Gadlut were considered the completion of the Ten Sfirot by way of the dot of Cholam that shone in Keter de Nikudim. At that time, Abba Ve'ima too were completed by the Keter and obtained the illumination of Kelim de'Achat. Hence, although Atik, Abba Ve'ima, and Arichanpin all had 10 complete Sfirot at the Rosh, no Gar expanded from it to their Gufim. Even Patsuf Atik had only Vak without a Rosh at the Guf, and so did Arichanpin and Abba Ve'ima.
Because true vessels of reception cannot be activated in the meantime in each and every potsuf.
Again, 138. You should know that these five potsufim of Atzilut, Atik, Arichanpin, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon, were established in permanence, and no diminution applies to them. Atik emerged at the level of Keter, Arichanpin at the level of Chochmah, Abba Ve'ima at the level of Bina, and Zon at the level of Zeranpin, Vak without a Rosh. Thus, the Kelim de'Achat that were sorted for them from the period of Gadlut were considered the completion of the first kind of Ten Sfirot, by way of the dot of Cholam that shone in Keter de Nikudim. At that time, Abba Ve'ima too were completed by the Keter and obtained the illumination of Kelim de'Achat. Hence, although Atik, Arichanpin, and Abba Ve'ima all had 10 complete Sfirot at the Rosh, no Gar expanded from it to their Gufim. Even Patsuf Atik had only Vak without a Rosh at the Guf, and so did Ari Hanpin and Abba Veima. The reason for this is that the pure is sorted first. Hence, only the completion of the first kind of ten sefirot was sorted in them, from the perspective of its ascent to the upper one. That is, the illumination of the Kelim D'Achav, which suffices to complete the ten sefirot in the Rosh. But there is still no Hitpashtut from the Rosh to the Guf. Since when Abba Ve'ima were included in Keter D'Nikudim, they settled for the illumination of Achap through Keter, and not at all for their Hitpashtut to their own place, from Pede Keter D'Nikudim downward. And since the bodies of Atik and Ari Hanpin and Abba Ve'ima were in Vak without a Rosh, it is all the more so with Zon themselves. Consider the general Guf D'Atzilut, they emerged in Vak without a Rosh.
So only in the Rosh of the world of Atzilut there was an addition and not more. Gadlut of the first kind doesn't yet spread from Rosh to Guf, but somewhat vessels are already each included in its upper one, and by that they receive an addition as they are in the upper one. That's Gadlut of the first kind. What we describe as ascent. There's already the construction here of ascent and descent that we can connect to a hop of the upper one, connect with it, receive through it strength, ascent, fulfillment, etc. But that's just in the upper one still. That gives understanding and feeling and power of what to do if I have the same forces on my level, but still we have to reach the Gadlut of the second kind. Item 139.
Yet, this was not so in the Ak. Rather, the whole quantity that emerged in the Rashim of the Patsufim of Ak expanded to their Gufim too. Hence, all five Patsufim of Atzilut are regarded as merely Vak of the Patsufim of Ak. This is why they are called the new Ma, or Ma of the five Patsufim of Ak, meaning the level of Zeranpin, which is Ma without Gar. Gar are Galgalta Absag, since the heart of the degree is measured according to its expansion to the Guf, from the Pe down. Since the first three Patsufim do not spread into the Guf, but only Vak without a Rosh, they are considered Ma, which is the level of Vak without a Rosh, with respect to the five Patsufim Deak.
Meaning, there is this limitation that the whole world of Atzilut is as Ma, the degree of Zeranpin, Aleph of Yud. At first it's of Yud of Shorish, and even half of Yud of Shorish, Ubar, the embryo. And then this is how it comes to from the degree of Galgalta and Naim of Yud of Shorish to the point of rising to the final correction, where all of the broken vessels join it, and all the world of Nikudim joins, as we drew it yesterday, what Atik, Ari Hanpin, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon receive, what parts from the broken world of Nikudim, and as Nukva, how and how do they work. And therefore, even though the world of Atzilut comes out of a Yud of Shoresh, but through integration with the vessels that are next to it as a left line of the world of Nikudim, the world of Atzilut comes to the highest degree, correcting all the vessels. 140.
Thus, Atik de Atzilut, with a level of Ketel at the Rosh, is considered Vak to Partsuf Keter Deak, and lacks Neshama Chaya Yechida de Keter Deak. Arichan Pin de Atzilut, having the level of Chochmah at the Rosh, is considered Vak to Partsuf Ab Deak, which is Chochmah, lacking neshama, chaya, yechida, de ab deak. Abba ve'ima de atzilut, with a level of bina. Abba ve'ima de atzilut, with a level of bina at the rosh, are considered vak of partsuf sag deak, and lack neshama, chaya, yechida, de sag deak. Zon de atzilut are considered vak de partsuf ma and bon deak, and lack neshama chaya yechida de ma and bon deak. And Yesut and Zon are always on the same degree, one being the Rosh and the other being the Guf. Again, thus, Atik de Atzilut with the level of Keter at the Rosh is considered Vak to the Patsuf Keter Deak, and lacks Neshama Chaya Yechida de Keter Deak. Arichan Pin de Atzilut, having the level of Chochmah at the Rosh, is considered Vak to Patsuf Ab Deak, which is Chochmah, lacking Neshama Chaya Yechida de Ab Deak. Abba Ve'ima de Atzilut, with a level of Bina at the Rosh, are considered Vak of Partsuf Sag Deak, and lack Neshama Chaya Yechida de Sag Deak. Zon de Atzilut are considered Vak de Partsuf Ma and Bon Deak, and lack Neshama Chaya Yechida de Ma and Bon Deak. And Ishut and Zon are always on the same degree, one being the Rosh and the other being the Guf.
So, yeah, we already talked about how in the world of Atzilut we have only Katnut, and the Neshama Yechaya Yechida can be achieved only through ascent. Galgal Ta'anayim, the world of Atzilut can attain, but Chap of Yerida is only, Chap is only through ascent. Okay? What, Grandpa? Rav, we first brought up some theoretical option that there would be a correction without a shattering, if I understand correctly.
And final correction, immediately.
Yes.
You're right. If Nekudot Desag could correctly realize Nehi Deak, all the more so. Nothing else is required. But what would you gain from it?
Now, the question, what I want to ask, what would happen with the stony heart? How would we correct the stony heart, if so?
It's theoretical that you can do that.
Because the shattering is basically an action initiated by Abba Ve'ima.
What are you trying to say? You want to reveal a secret to us. Who's at fault for this shattering?
No, I want to ask whether the option of final correction without shattering was something.
No neshamot, no souls were. You had no souls, no Adam Rishon, no corruption, no correction, just broke.
So there would be no vessels for the correction to happen?
Yes, of course. And correction with respect to whom? There was no need for the neshama, there was no connection. No connection between the will to receive the biggest will to receive, and the vessels of bestowal which come from the Creator. The will to receive, on the one hand, is impressed from the Creator, bestowal. And it's entirely in bestowal, as if it itself is bestowal, on the one hand. On the other hand, the will to receive is like the heart of stone, is completely reception. It doesn't want to hear it. Nothing can be more opposite from Him, like the Creator and the created being. When we come to this structure of Adam HaRishon, we come to a state that it's as if in one body you have both a part of the Creator and a part of the created being. And that's the way it is in Katnut. They coexist very well, because the Creator subjugates itself to the Creator. The created being subjugates itself to the Creator, and the Creator takes care of Him, like in Vak, like a child. It's all very well, just like we have with little children. But when they grow, we see that it's the opposite. Right? And the troubles get bigger. That's what happened. In Katnut, yeah, Patsuv, everything's fine in it for the time being. In Gadlut, like it says in the Torah, in the beginning, you had Adam and Eve were naked, meaning the vessels of reception were not revealed. That's called shame. The gap between them and the Creator is called shame, so it wasn't revealed. Everything was very well. Until they got this addition of desire, and then with this additional desire, they discovered that they're opposite from the Creator. So there's no choice. They need clothes. And so the Creator gives them clothes from above so they can exist for the time being. But they have to make their own clothes to exist in the right way, with dignity. So, without this shattering, how can you do this whole twist? Okay? Yes.
Says in item 138
that the aspect of Gar did not reach their Gufim.
Well,
can you explain that a bit?
What is there to explain?
What does he mean that it only works in a hop of ascent?
Yes, when the Gal comes to the Gufim, they break. That's why the correction is that there is only a hop d'aliyah. Why? Because every time you sort out these things, every time you sort out that you have the heart of stone, that's why you cannot receive in order to bestow. But in a hop d'aliyah, there is no stony heart. When the light comes to you, as much as it gives you, it lets you raise the vessels and to adhere to the upper one, that you do. And that's why in Chabad Aliyah it is guaranteed that you will not fall, that you won't make this shattering. But in order not to shatter, to make the shattering, you have to feel that you can do it. If it will be different, you'll do more than you are doing, etc. That's why you have a shattering. From the shattering, you have the reshimot. And after you have these reshimot, you can make no mistakes.
So basically, why did he allow the shattering?
Who? What? The Creator broke the vessels.
Yeah.
It means that it was a mistake. He thought he can use the Achap entirely in order to bestow.
So one time it worked in ascent, and then it couldn't do it anymore?
After the ascent, he thinks he can descend. Why not? Why he gets it from above? He sees in Keter and Abba Ve'ima, everyone receives in order to bestow the Gadlut they receive. Why can't he reach the Gadlut? Because that's the reason he was born. He lives for Gadlut. Katnut is not on his account. In Katnut, you don't feel you exist. In Katnut, you feel that you're getting taken care of. And more than that, you have shame and you're not doing your job. Katnut brings a lot of negative discernments. Many negative discernments. You feel how much you are incomplete. And that's it stimulates you to grow, to get lut. Being in katnut, in spirituality, doesn't mean I'm delighted in mercy, I don't want anything. Katnut divides into many different stages. You do have this feeling also of what am I lacking? Only vessels of bestowal, and that's it. But once you feel it this way, you have this notion that the reason I feel it is because I'm in the upper. The upper is filling me. He's taking care of me. And that's because he has all the vessels of reception. I'm incorporated in all these vessels, and then I see that he has all his vessels of reception, and he is in bestowal. I only get a little bit of it, and I'm in the vessels of reception, in bestowal. Meaning the upper has everything, and he gives me only a small vessel. I don't want to be small anymore. You start having shame out of the vessels of reception that are awakening. Then he reaches the state of, I want it. And he suddenly discovers the shattering. But out of his intention to bestow, his intention is to bestow. On his behalf, he couldn't have then a better intention to bestow. There was no mistake. It can't say, I was wrong. It's truly, it comes in the dark, it comes to him. This action of pulling the foreskin. What does it mean to pull the foreskin? To add vessels of reception in such magnitude that there's no cover to. But it's not yet the three impure klipot. It's only in potential. It's not actual. We'll talk about it. It's not a problem. It's just, you have to scrutinize it bit by bit, and it will settle down. It takes time, but it will settle down. That's it? Next.
Item 141. The completion of the achap of the 10 sefirot of the second kind are sorted through raising man from good deeds of the lower ones.
Meaning, what does he want? He only wants to give contentment above. And he's willing to go for his vessels of reception. And that's something unbelievable. How is that possible? In order to enjoy in them, and to enjoy in them, to give contentment to the upper one. Without that, he wouldn't do it. Even though he feels that these vessels are his entire livelihood, his life is there. And he does that from Katnut to Gadlut. Try to imagine a small child with the most tasty things, he'll let go of them, he'll renounce them, wanting nothing for himself. Even though he really wants them, he would die for them. But he does decide. He'll do that only to give contentment to his mother. He opens his mouth, he gets the strength from his mother, opens his mouth, and he does it. But he can't appreciate how tasty these things are. The moment it starts going from his mouth to his garon, his throat. Garon is ger. There are such discernments there that I don't exactly belong to the decision he made in the rosh, in the head. meaning they decide the decision in the Rosh. And then it's like raising man, a kind of raising of man, such a response from the Gaon to the Rosh, and then the Rosh starts changing, starts wanting to enjoy itself, for itself. Because there is a huge difference between wanting to enjoy for the upper, to enjoy from me, and enjoying in my own vessels, for me to enjoy. For me to enjoy is the addition of the three impure klipot, the shells that you cannot correct. But that's the place of the primary pleasure. In the vessels of the upper, it's for the sake of adhesion, through the adhesion and hatred and love and connection. When I make these connections with the upper, I imagine that the upper enjoys this from me. And you can't compare between the pleasure of receiving for himself and that. It's unbelievable. The gap is 620 times. That's why he starts enjoying it for himself. And what does he also say? I ate and I will eat again. That he knows for sure that he will not be able to do it ever for the sake of the Creator. And he doesn't want. He doesn't even want to do it. Doesn't want. Meaning cannot and doesn't want. I mean, the decision is clear awareness of this basic egoistic desire, complete awareness. And that's by his forces, it's his decision. Understand? Now we understand that the Creator Being has received his true vessels of reception. They've been revealed in him.
Yes. We'll read from the beginning of item 141. The completion of the Echap of the Ten Sfilot of the second kind are sorted through raising man from good deeds of the lower ones. This means that they complete Abba Ve'ima with respect to themselves, as in the dot of Shuruk. At that time, Abba Ve'ima themselves lower the lower hay from their Nikve Naim and raise their Echap to them. Then they have the strength to bestow upon Zat as well, which are Zon, that is, to the Gufim from above downward. This is because the Galgalta Anayim of Zon attached to the Echap of Abba Ve'ima are drawn along with them to Abba Ve'ima and receive the completion of their ten Sfirot from them. At that time, the full amount of Mochin in Abba Ve'ima are given to the Zon that rose along with them to their Achap as well. Hence, when the five Patsufim of Atzilut receive this completion of the second kind, there is Gal to the Gufim of the first three Patsufim, Atik, Arechanpin, and Abba Ve'ima of Atzilut, as well as to Zon of Atzilut, the general goof of Atzilut. At that time, the five Partsufim of Atzilut rise and clothe the five Partsufim of Ak. This is because during the Hitpashtut of Gal to the Gufim of the five Partsufim of Atzilut, they equalize with the five Partsufim of Ak. Atik of Atzilut rises and clothes Partsuf Keter of Ak. Abba Ve'ima clothes Abovak. Abba Ve'ima Sag of Ak, and Zon clothes Ma and Bon of Ak. Then each of them receives Neshama, Chaya, and Echida from its corresponding Prina in Ak.
Again. Hold on. Item
141. This is in the writings of Baal Sulam in English, page 527. The completion of the Echap of the ten Sfirot of the second kind are sorted through raising man from good deeds of the lower ones.
By raising man. That's the first time. Yes.
This means that they complete Abba Ve'ima with respect to themselves, as in the dot of Shuruk. At that time, Abba Ve'ima themselves lower the lower hay from their Nikve Naim and raise the Rachap to them. Then they have the strength to bestow upon Zat as well, which are Zon. That is, to the Gufim from above downward. This is because the Galgalta Enayim of Zon attached to the Echap of Abba Ve'ima are drawn along with them to Abba Ve'ima and receive the completion of their ten sefirot from them. At that time, the full amount of mochin in Abba Ve'ima are given to the Zon that rose along with them to their Echap as well. Hence, when the five Partsufim of Atzilut receive this completion of the second kind, there is gal to the gufim of the first three Partsufim, Atik, Rechanpin, and Abba Ve'ima of Atzilut, as well as to Zon of Atzilut, the general guf of Atzilut. At that time, the five Partsufim of Atzilut rise and clothe the five Partsufim of Ak. This is because during the Pashtut of Gar to the Gufim of the five Partsufim of Atzilut, they equalize with the five Partsufim of Ak. Atik of Atzilut rises and clothes Partsuf Keter of Ak. Arechanpin clothes Abavak. Abba Ve'ima Sag of Ak, and Zon clothes Ma and Bon of Ak. Then each of them receives Neshama, Chaya, and Echida from its corresponding Prina in Ak.
This is the second kind of Gadlut, when the vessels of reception gather in all the Partsufim of Atzilut. A bit confused, I see. The people. What Asaf?
If I understand correctly, so far he's telling us about the development, the unfolding of the worlds from above downwards.
Well, suppose.
Okay, suppose. So there's something interesting happening here, because from here on he's talking about our work, about raising man from below upwards.
Suppose.
Then suppose that, well, one thing I don't understand about this system, maybe I lack the knowledge, but the issue of hey tata'a, lower hey, going up, down, can you put it in the familiar drawing of keter abba ve'ima galgal ta'anayim and achap? Or that's not...
I want you to shift, to have a feeling. I can draw it. First of all, I saw all these drawings are... they calm you down. You have a sketch in your pocket and that's enough for you. It's better if we work without the picture. It may take one more month until it will be illustrated in your head, but even a bit in your heart, but not on paper. Believe me, it's the right way. Yes.
Now he's talking about raising man from good deeds. Can you explain what's a good deed?
A good deed? When you do something good to another, and through the other to the Creator. That's called a good deed. Who doesn't know what a good deed is? Right, Niv? Look, you can ask him after the lesson. He'll explain it to you. Anyone knows. A good deed is when I give pleasure to another. That's called a good deed. What?
French.
A question from Greg.
Charlie Greg.
about the possibility given to Rosh to make Narat Chua. Is it the whole Rosh that can serve until to receive, with the goal to receive, to bestow? Or is it that Arab from Rosh can serve only until Chafet Chesed?
No, it's the entire Rosh working. I don't know. What did he ask exactly?
Repeat, please.
Okay, in French is okay?
No, no. Yes, yes, in French.
Yes, in French, it's okay. Okay.
Est-ce que dans l'opportunité qui est donnée à Roche de faire Narat Ruach,
is the opportunity given to the Roche to bring contentment?
C'est l'ensemble du Roche qui peut servir jusqu'à recevoir dans le but de donner.
Is that the way of the Roche to receive in order to bestow?
Rosh.
Is that the goal of the Rosh?
The goal of the Rosh is to bring the goof along with it to receive in order to bestow. Yes. When the Rosh is running the process, but everything happens in the goof. Very well. Okay. Well, Latin America.
Saludos a todos. Saludos, Rab. La pregunta, Rab, es cómo podemos.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Rab. The question is, how can we taste and feel the text if we don't see the meaning of so many names? How can we raise money if we don't have the feeling and understanding of what we're asking?
You are correct. The truth is, you are correct. But how can you understand what's going on if you don't start studying? And by the study, you can draw the light that reforms. This light that you're drawing is awakening all kinds of desires, intentions, thoughts for you. It organizes the connections in your head. That's how you grow wiser. And you reach a state that you both understand and feel, just like with any other wisdom of new things. In the beginning, of course, you don't. If you're talking to people who are engaging also in all kinds of things, like hazy things, like abstract, say mathematics. So, if you talk to a mathematician, he'll tell you, I feel the numbers. There are this and that, and one is fat, the other is thin, one is tall, the other is short, and integers are this way, and differentials are that, and the Fourier line is this, it plays, it's music. And that's what they'll say. They feel it. Truth is, everything we get as a copy into our emotion, in our desire. And after you have this replica, imprint, I would say, in the desire, then we can start working. That's why not all of us are Einsteins. Because what did he have? He had this ability to imprint in his desires these physics discernments. Then he could work with it. That's how each and every one is. I'm talking about science, even the most dry science, the furthest science you have from emotion. It's also, everything is in the will to receive. That's why we need to use our ability to bring shapes pictures, examples to our will to receive, and not to some sketch, to a drawing. It's into our will to receive, so we can feel it, we'll want to feel what these things are. What is Abba Vema? What is Zon? What are these five parts of fame? Katnut, Gadlut, raising the man. We have to feel it, because it relates to our work already, our states. And then it will become clear. Then it will become clear. That's why the more you suffer, that you don't understand, you don't feel, is good. It's good. That's the way it will keep on going, and it starts being felt inside, in some way. And this way, every time, will change. It will become more and more abstract. In the beginning, it's like kav, igul, meshulash, like a line, circle, triangle, osh, toch, sof. Then it becomes more emotional. More emotional. It will come. Just don't be despaired. Tbilisi.
Good morning, dear Rav. You already explained, but it's not exactly understood. It's hard to grasp. What's the difference between Gadlut of the second kind that we need to achieve without the shattering, thanks to the inclusion in the upper one, the raising of man?
How can you have it without a shattering? How is it possible that we can attain it without a shattering? Specifically, the second kind of Gadlut we can attain only after and by the shattering. Otherwise, it doesn't fit in. It won't go in. Our brain, our desire is incapable of archiving, inserting, devouring, and incorporating vessels of reception that are, even if they're in order by the upper light, meaning they have the intention in order to bestow, and the fulfillment when the upper light fills them, how is it possible? Do you understand what it means to be in vessels of reception in Gadlut? It means that I receive all the upper light, all the abundance, and I fill everyone except for myself. Do you understand this, or don't you? Maybe in Georgia it is, but I don't think you can understand it. It's not possible to understand it. Because all the upper light that used to fill all my vessels, I'll pass it on for everyone else's fulfillment. You can't imagine it. You can't imagine it. How can you do it without the shattering? Without the shattering, you don't have a sense. You don't have discernment. What you're about to do. How can you hand out and no? The sorrow you're going to have. Let's say it this way. Everyone had this in life. You once gave someone something, and then you're sorry about it. Why did I give it to him? Why didn't I leave it for myself? That's for you. To establish the right kind of vessels, you feel these things sometimes. But here you have to know it in advance that you're gonna give, hand out all your fulfillment, all your eternal life, everything that can go into your true vessels, all your soul, in short, to others. Someone else. Why? Because there's no question. I don't want to hear about anything. That's the only pleasure, to give, and that's all. Nothing in return, no feeling it belongs to me, nothing. My only pleasure is from the action of giving, that it's not mine. How can that be? Tell me. And who am I giving it? To my biggest enemy. If these are true vessels of reception, try to imagine it. But it's impossible. Just like taking from your beloved child, giving it to someone, I don't know what to do. You can't imagine. I don't even want to. So we can't establish such a system without a shattering, where all these discernments appear one opposed to the other, and then we sort them out one by one. It's better not even talk about it. Later, when one comes closer, you start truly feeling what this is all about. Okay? Fine. We have Vienna already. Salt Lake City, we won't ask them today. Right? Okay. Otherwise, he'll think that if he goes away from us, he'll get an opportunity to ask every time. So all we have left is Chanoch. Well, no, he's going to ask instead of you.
This action of giving whatever I have in the purest way without thinking about it, is that called giving your inheritance while you're alive?
I don't know who to compare it with. It's something that is higher than us for sure. That's it. In a way that... But you have to see this and discover this and bit by bit to come to it. Discernments, well, why should we? It's so unrealistic in the meantime. But when it comes, you see it. More greatness of the Creator, and I'll do it. Yes, Nif.
About the kit that everyone should have or prepare for himself, or that we should prepare for everyone to advance daily towards the Congress. So let's say from today's lesson, for instance, what would you say is the part to realize, to work with during the day?
I don't know. But you will be able to scrutinize it between yourselves, and you will reach a solution. And I, even if I'll try to do it alone, I don't know. I'm speaking seriously. That's the difference between a kli that is establishing itself, wanting to decide, and deciding, so the decision will always be correct. Always be correct. For me, even if it's from above, it won't be the right thing. Won't be good. It's just like you're doing something instead of a child. Can he learn from this? What do you gain from it? If you're organizing some house from cubes or something, you're building something. So who? What profit is there? Not for you nor for him.
The expression of it needs to be what? An exercise, thought, action, what?
I think that now, within the next 2 hours, everyone has to send to you or to a cook or duty, I don't know. You have the email? Okay, so use this email address and everyone should send their thoughts about it. Yeah, boardworthly@gmail.com. And then you'll decide. You'll decide. Yeah. And publish it. So that everyone will think about it. Me too. That's it. Yes.
We wanted to give time towards the lesson that you give to the world Kli on Sunday, 5 p.m. Israel time. We'd like the first hour to have friends asking questions about the week of congresses in Israel.
Oh, good.
That will be your topic for the 5 p.m. Sunday lesson. And after that, we will have the organizational part.
So what's your announcement to the World Kli?
So again, Sunday, 5 p.m. Israel time, you have an hour lesson with the World Kli.
5 to 6?
From 5 to 6 p.m. Israel time, yes. And the questions we want for this lesson is about the week of congresses in Israel, from men and women and everyone.
And they should send the questions?
Yeah, there's a questionnaire, there's a form, they can, and we also want questions live.
Where is this form?
It was sent, and it will be sent again.
No, sent, I didn't get it. You always forget me. I want to know where it is, so I can go in, fill it, and send.
So it will go up on KabbalahGroup.info again, and will be sent to everyone on WhatsApp and all and everywhere.
Never send. Announce where it is. You can send, but it's not good. A person should know that he does it. That's his work. That's his participation. And at this,
we'll read an announcement to conclude the evening lesson. You're invited to watch the evening lesson 5:30 p.m. Israel time on KabbalahGroup.info. Thanks to the TV viewers. And the Kabbalah La'am campus is happy to invite you to introductory lectures that will take place throughout December across Israel. Cost is 30 shekels, and you need to pre-register. Call 1-700-509-209 for details, or go to kab.co.il. And good day, great night.
עם ריחות ילדות וחברים, הבית עם השירים. כך גדלנו עם להבת הנר שעדיין בוערת בפנים. מניעה אותנו אלפי שנים מעל גלי החיים. זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן,
זה הזמן לאהבה.
כחודו של מחט
אני אפתח כפתחו של אולם את הברית הזאת ביחד נממש עם כל העולם ניתן לאור לחדור אל חדרי הלב
למעוף של בוקר יום
הנה ביונה לבנה עם מלא בפי המרקד שלום